Let's start first with Dan O'Brien. What kind of examples would you do in terms of how you would, you know, think through practice to make sure that you didn't have those wonderful moments when you're essentially on the tee box and everybody's watching?
Well, I think that's really the key, Nick, is the people that can simulate competition in practice. Those are the guys who are going to be able to take it to the field and get it done out there, because then when you're out in the field, you'll be able to take yourself back to that practice situation. It was my sanctuary. When I was at the Olympic Games, I'm in front of 100,000 people. I convinced myself that I was on the practice field and that it was just my coach and I, and we were getting it done. And you know, that doesn't happen overnight. It takes years and years of the mental training. My coach and I, we would do a lot of game playing, scenario role playing in practice. We would take the amount of time in between jumps, in between throws. We would line up, do all the same thing, create a routine, just like Jim Fannin says, create a routine to be successful, and we would follow that. We'd follow that map to the. We would follow that routine to the T. And so when I got into competition, nothing felt new, and I had been there 100 times before. But it happened over a period of time, not just overnight.